Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of short programs to highlight research on the campus of the University of Texas here in El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Hideaki Tsutsui from the Department of Theater and Dance. Hideaki, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What does a researcher do in theater?
Well, I would like to talk about a green project that I've done. I had an idea in 2010 how we can contribute to this environmental change. And obviously, lighting uses a lot of power. So in 2010, I chose the spring show, which is the last show of the season, usually the largest show of the season in April. It was a Mice and Men. And I asked universities, physical plant people come in and measure the power consumption 24 hours for that particular show. And a year later, in 2011, I did the same thing, measured power consumption. A different show was Three Musketeers then, but with LED, 100% LED.
Light-emitting diodes.
That's correct. And, you know, thanks to the university and department and many friends, manufacturers, they were able to loan us about 120 fixtures or so. And in result, that particular project, we saved about 83% of electricity.
And that was over a period of the whole performance?
Well, 24 hours.
24
right.
hours.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So that's a pretty impressive saving.
That's significant, right.
But the cost of the equipment that you loaned is probably very expensive.
Exactly. we estimated that we had about $200,000 worth of equipment to do this project. You know, I also noticed the to convince people for the upfront cost. We know that we're going to, you know, LED will save electricity and money in the long term, but the upfront cost is very high.
It also saves on heating and cooling, I
suppose. That's correct, yes.
So that's another aspect that you can add to your savings.
Yeah, that's right. LED fixtures, it still creates heat, but not as much as incandescent lamp. So that saves HVAC for sure.
If you look ahead into the future, are you going to try to permanently transform from one sort of lighting to another?
That's my hope. You know, back in 2008 and 2010, some people were very, you know, skeptical about theater is really going to incorporate this LED technology. But I recently had an inquiry from a lighting professor at NYU about this project because they're changing their black box space into 100% LED.
So this is in the future, I think, of theater.
Definitely,
right?
Yeah. I think I said this to one of the editor from a magazine that, you know, nothing lasts forever. And incandescent lamp technology will end. And, you know, it's a matter of when and how we are going to incorporate that technology.
And part of what you did here, because you had to measure the power consumption.
Yes.
Hideaki Tsutsui, thank you so much for being here on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs celebrating research on our campus. And my name is Keith Pennell. Thank you.